think of a hula for sitting the sukkah than a woman who is able to read. The implication of this, as the Rishonim learn, is that even an Eina Metzuva B'Yoseh gets some schar for doing the mitzvah, right? Gadol Metzuva B'Yoseh, Eina Metzuva B'Yoseh. So a Metzuva B'Yoseh is better, but an Eina Metzuva B'Yoseh is also somewhat good. Which means that there's something good, something positive about someone who's Pater doing the mitzvah anyway. Now, what's the original context of this Gemara? Interestingly, the Gemara never uses this phrase in connection with women. The Gemara over here in Kiddushin, in Daf Lamed Aleph, uses this phrase in connection with a Suma. There is one opinion in the Tanna, in the Tanna Rabbi Yehuda. We generally assume the Gamri not like Rabbi Yehuda. Others are maybe Rucham was close for Rabbi Yehuda. We assume not like the Tanna Rabbi Yehuda, that a blind person is equal to every other Jew. But the Tanna Rabbi Yehuda holds that a Suma, a blind person, is potter from mitzvos. Nas for Amr Yosef. Rav Yosef says, "Me reish hava mina. Man dava armel yalachik Rav Yehuda damar sum patim in a mitzvah. Avidin yom atovel or abana. Galomif kidna veha avidna." Rav Yosef says, Rav Yosef was blind. He said, originally, if anyone had told me, had paskin like Rav Yehuda, that blind people are patim from mitzvahs, if anyone had patim me from mitzvahs, I would have made a party for the rabbana. Because I get this tremendous madrega of being patim from mitzvahs and doing them anyway, doing them voluntarily. For that madriga, I would have made a party for the rabbana. But hashda d'shemitza l'hadam arkanim gadol mitzvah yosi yosi m'shem mitzvah yosi ad rabbim adarmali de'en alakir yud avinu yom tova le'rabbana. Now that I heard you get more skar for being mitzvah yosi than for being able mitzvah yosi, now that I heard you get more skar for being obligated in the mitzvahs and doing them, so now if anyone tells me I'm chayiv in mitzvahs, anyone possibly assume is chayiv in mitzvahs, I'll make a yontif for the rabbana. So, in the end, the truth is that we assume it's chayiv in mitzvos, so Rav Yosef's happy because he is mitzvah of Yosef, so he gets more skar, so he should have made a yontif for the rabbana. Now, the Gemara here applies it to a suma. The Gemara elsewhere in Avodah Zarah applies it to in Avodah Zarah, and in Bava Kama applies it to goyim. A guy who's ain mitzvah Yosef does something without being commanded. Has less schar than if he would be mitzvah b'yoseh. The Gemara never applies it to women, and one could have theoretically thought that by women doing mitzvah shezman grama, like if a woman picks up a lulav or blows the shofar or sits in a sukkah, that doesn't get any schar whatsoever. That's worthless entirely. But that's not true. The Rambam Paskins in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Aleph Halacha Yud Gimel, quoted by the Shulchan Aruch as well in Simen Reish Mem Vav of Yoredeah, that a woman who does mitzvah shezman grama gets schar, but not as much schar as a man, because gadol mitzvah v'yoseh v'she'ein mitzvah v'yoseh. So the poskim established then that a woman is potter from mitzvah shezman grama, and she doesn't get schar like a man, but nonetheless, if she does it, it's worthwhile. There's some schar involved. So why is it worthwhile? What's the difference between a woman and a man ultimately? So Tosfos comments here, and Daf Lamed Aleph, Amen Aleph, Gadol Mitzvah B'Yoseh, why? Nearer the Hayim Taima. Tos says this is the reason why Mitzvah B'Yoseh is greater. She Mitzvah B'Yoseh Adif, if he should doeg Mitzar Yoseh Pen Yavor, and we should aim Mitzvah She shall pass the Salosh and Yirtzeh Yandia. Tos tells us here some good psychology. Everyone knows it's harder to do something if you have to do it. It's a lot easier to do something voluntarily. Because then you don't have such a big yitzhara. Right? You're like, I can do it, I cannot do it, so I might as well do it. When you have to do something, so you have a big yitzhara. You don't want to have to do this. You want your freedom. Everyone has a yitzhara for freedom, to be able to make their own decisions, to decide on their own what to do, to not have anyone tell them what to do. So Tos says, in the Tzuma B'Yotzeh has a big yitzhara, he has to conquer. Because he has a yitzhara that says, I don't want anyone to tell me what to do. I want freedom. But an Ein Mitzvah B'Yoseh doesn't have such a big yitzhara to conquer. I can do it, I cannot do it, I have my options, I pass the salo, I have the option to do whatever I want. And therefore, it's a very small yitzhara to conquer, and therefore there's less schar. So Tosa says the advantage of Mitzvah B'Yoseh, let's apply it to our case. The reason a man gets more schar than a woman for doing mitzvah shezman grama is because a man has a big yitzhara. You have to get up in the morning and say Shema by Sosman Kriyashma. It's a big yitzhara to have to do something. If a woman does it, she gets less schar because she's a smaller yitzhara. Because, okay, she can do it, she cannot do it, so she might as well do it. That's a Tosfos Shita. The Ritva and Ramban, the others already point out that there's a chiddush in this Tosfos. Tosfos says, why does a man get more skar than a woman? We can apply it to men and women. For mitzvah is one drama. See, the bigger Yitzhahara to conquer, because psychologically it's harder for him to do it. But what would have been the more posh thing to say? Why does a man get more skar than a woman for doing mitzvah is one drama? Because he's chayiv in it, and so why does that give him more skar? What? Hashem wants to do. What do we call something Hashem wants you to do? In Hebrew? Very simple Hebrew? Something Hashem commands you to do? A mitzvah. For a man, it's a mitzvah. For a woman, it's not a mitzvah, right? It seems pretty poshut. That's what the Ritva says. I think there's Xerox here someplace. The Ritva. Maybe it's not. Okay. Thank you so much. Apologize. The Ritva tells us. Hershu Rav same as Altama Dover says that's Satan Makachigo, Shimitsubazim Satan Makachigo, from Sarah Agra. Tulsus just says, because the Satan tries to get you more, you have more of a yin to her, but you have to do it. And therefore, since you have to work hard and from Sarah Agra, you get more reward. Rabbein Magadol's Al, we quote from Rabban, Kirish, no. Shamitzvah's Emel Hanoas Akeli's Korach, Hamitzvah, Elodus Hussein. Hashem doesn't need us through the mitzvahs, right? Hashem doesn't need our mitzvahs. The mitzvahs are for us to do. And therefore, whoever is mitzuva, whoever was commanded, fulfilled Hashem's commandment. He gets more schar than someone who didn't fulfill the mitzvah. So he says it's very, very pasha. He says, after what are these mitzvahs? It's not like for example, if my father's thirsty, whether he tells me he needs water or whether he doesn't tell me he needs water, it's equally great to bring him water because that'll relieve his thirst. But Hashem is Baruch, of course, doesn't work that way. Hashem doesn't have any needs. He doesn't need our shofar. He doesn't need our lulav. He doesn't need our tefillin. He doesn't need anything. Why do we do mitzvahs? Not to help Hashem. We do mitzvahs to help ourselves because we're doing what Hashem commanded us. So why are mitzvahs important, ultimately? They're important because Hashem commanded them. So the Ritva says it's very pashut. For a man who does a mitzvah, Shimon Rav, it's a mitzvah because he was mitzvah. That's why he gets more tzar. For a woman, she gets less tzar. Because it's not a mitzvah for her. She was never mitzvah. Mitzvah literally means commandment. If you weren't commanded, then it's not a mitzvah. So we seem to have, what would Tosfos say back? So the Ritva seems to say something very pushing. It's obvious why a man gets more schar. His schar is on entirely different madrei. He says it's a mitzvah for him. It's not a mitzvah for women. So what's Tosfos going to say back to the Ritva? What? It's a mitzvah for her too. She's potter from it. So, what's the phrase we have to bring in here? It's a mitzvah. No. Okay, not a mitzvah, Matt Chasker, but a mitzvah kiyumis. Thank you. It's a mitzvah kiyumis. So we seem to have here a very fundamental machlokas between Tosfos and the Ritva. Tosfos says the woman gets the same schar as a man, except for conquering a small Yitzhahara. She is a small Yitzhahara, he is a bigger Yitzhahara. But other than the psychology, it's the same mitzvah. He seems to think it is a mitzvah. The Ramban has a phrase here to express this. When Ramban analyzes Tosfos Shita a little later, he says, Kevan Dirishus de Mitzvahu. The Ramban here says, towards the end of his Keresh and Daphon and Alphon Nal, Rishus de Mitzvahu. For women, it's not just a reshus of a mitzvah, it's a reshus of a mitzvah. V'akadosh Baruch Hu tziva b'mitzvah zu, and Hashem commanded this mitzvah, l'anoshim kova, Hashem commanded men they have to do the mitzvah, l'anoshim reshus, and Hashem commanded women that they optionally can do the mitzvah. So the Tosfos, this is the Ramban, not quoting, but explaining the sheet of Tosfos, we'll see a little later, Tosfos seems to hold that there is a mitzvah for women to do mitzvah shas on brava. What does the p'tur mean? The p'tur means the mitzvah, but it's not an obligatory mitzvah. It's a mitzvah kiyumis, it's an optional mitzvah. Now, can there be such thing as an optional mitzvah? Is actually a little controversial. Is there such thing as an optional, taking it in English, optional commandment? Or, by definition, are you got to be commanded or not? There's no optional commandment. So, Rav Moshe Feinstein is famous for saying there's such thing as a mitzvah kiyumis, as a mitzvah, which you can be mekayim, you have a kiyum mitzvah if you do it, you're fulfilling Hashem commandments if you do it, but you don't have to, it's an optional commandment. That's what Moshe Feinstein says about Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. He was asked if there's a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael, why there's so many very, very from fine Jews not live in Eretz Yisrael. The answer is it's a mitzvah, but it's not an obligatory mitzvah, it's an optional mitzvah. I think they quote from the Rav that he didn't like this idea, that nothing to do with his shitas on Zionism or anything, he just didn't like the idea of a mitzvah to Yumis. He says that he disagreed with that soccer of Moshe Feinstein, a mitzvah is either obligatory or not, and those things an optional mitzvah, but at the very least, Rav Moshe Feinstein has a makar in Tosfos here, especially as explicated by the Rabban, that mitzvah seishas man grama is a mitzvah for women. It's just HaKadosh Baruch Hu tziva la'anashim chova ulanashim reshos. It's an optional mitzvah, a mitzvah kiyumis for women. On the other hand, what would the Ritva be saying? The Ritva would be saying, no, that's ridiculous. Maybe there's no such thing as an optional mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah for women to do mitzvah seishas man grama. It's a mitzvah for men. Women are pater ligamre. It's not a key of mitzvah at all for women to do mitzvah seishas man grama. That's why, for the Ritva, it's obvious why men get more sky than women. Because men are doing a mitzvah, and women are not doing a mitzvah. So it's a double pasha why men get more sky than women. You don't have to come out to psychology. It's just a mitzvah for men, and it's not a mitzvah for women. So we have two fundamentally different ways of looking at mitzvah seishas man grama. For Tosfos, women are pater, meaning it's a mitzvah kiyumis. It's a reshus the mitzvah. It's an option. It's a mitzvah without a chiyuv. For the Ritva, it's not a mitzvah at all for women to do mitzvah seishas man grama. So before I take that question, we have to answer one more thing. If it's not a mitzvah at all for women to do mitzvah seishas man grama, then why do they get any star? Why is it gadol mitzvah v'yosim she'ein mitzvah v'yosim? Should be any mitzvah v'yosim is worthless. So the Ritva just adds, Mikol makom apu roi the kabel skar, but still, someone who's potter still gets skar, shari mitub leva v'chassidus, because out of goodness of heart and piety, hitlis atmo las mitzvah Hashem yisbar, he decided to do the mitzvah of Hashem. V'davka mitzvah shiyesh tzivah k'shem yisvah v'achim, shiyesh vomim ratzon, avol eitzon e'ilo mitzvah, tzivzon v'tor klal, z'visha amru, kol shiyin mitzvah v'davri yoseim, nikra hegyot. So he says, look, a woman still gets some skar, because out of her own chassidus, out of her own piety, she decided to do something that is still part of the Torah, and he says, so that still counts for some skar, as long as it's something which other people have to do, let's say shofar, something which men have to do. So women know that it has some ratzon, and Hashem likes the idea of shofar. So if a woman blows shofar, she gets some skar, because she's still doing something which is shaya to the Torah. If you would just make something up and say, you know, I don't know, I'm going to blow play a guitar on Hoshana Rabbah and call that a mitzvah. It's mutzah to play guitar on Hoshana Rabbah. But if I'm going to call it a mitzvah, I'm going to make a new ritual of playing a guitar on Hoshana Rabbah in addition to shofar and Hoshana. That would be idiocy, since you can't just make up mitzvahs. That's like fears of making up a new Torah. But if something's in the Torah, like a lulav, and a woman just decides to do it also, even though it's not a mitzvah for her, she still gets tired, because it is a spiritual practice. It is something which has some spiritual benefit within the world of the Torah. So the Ritva admits, again, I think everyone admits that at least there's some spiritual practice and there's some skar for women. Everyone who I've seen says women have skar for doing meditations on Brahma. But for the Ritva, it's just the skar of a spiritual experience. It's the skar of something shy to the Torah. It's not a mitzvah. For Tosfos, it's a kiyum mitzvah. They have the same exact mitzvah as men. The only difference is men are obligated and women are optional. Therefore, the only reason men get more skar is because they have to fight off a bigger yetzer hara. That seems to be the basic hakira, the basic machlokas, about how mitzvah seishas man grama works for women. Sorry, you have a question.
So, according to the Ritva, when a woman does mitzvah seishas man grama, she's not actually the kind of mitzvah,
correct. She was never commanded. But she still gets tired because she's doing something which is, you know, which Hashem likes.
She gets tired of someone. Is it a separate mitzvah to do something spiritual, or?
No, see, it's not necessarily mitzvah. Who says you have to do a mitzvah to get skar? You don't get skar for, I don't know, having good midos. You don't get skar for, being a good person. You get skar without actually doing the mitzvah, perhaps. That's the Ritva seems to be saying. Truth is, this gets into a little philosophy here, which I don't want to get into now, which is an entirely different shiur, which is, you know, what are mitzvahs all about, ultimately? Our mitzvah is about doing Hashem's commandment, the brisker type formulation. Our mitzvah is about, like, a tamei mitzvah, they accomplish certain things in in the rational sense, our mitzvahs about like a kabbalah, they have certain effects in the Yom Bama Sam Gomen. The Rosh Hashanah is a very nice discussion this time, which we have a Kovetz Ha'aretz in the Beis Medrash. So in the back of the Kovetz Ha'aretz on Yom Bama, he has this little section, Be'ure, Kovetz, Be'ure, Gadus, Alperach, Hapshat, something like that. In this first simon there, it's a very nice sakir and long, this whole philosophy of what mitzvahs are all about. But we'll leave that for now. Right, the Ritva himself says we don't do it for Hashem's pleasure. Right. So what I think what the Ritva would say is that since they're doing something which is found as the Ratzon, which is something Hashem likes in the Torah, not Hashem likes meaning to make Hashem happy, but even though Hashem didn't command them to do it, it's not a mitzvah, but still, Hashem obviously put it in the Torah, and here I'm adding to the Ritva, Hashem obviously put it in the Torah because it has some sort of spiritual nature to it. There's something good about it, whether in the Olam HaSol Yomim or in the Derech HaTeva. You know, obviously, you know, take Shofar, for example. Hashem obviously put Shofar in the Torah because there's something good about Shofar, right? We know that the Parsha tells us a lot of good things about Shofar. So therefore, it's still a spiritual experience for women. Now, this, it's extra, it's possible, that you might want to tie this into the Tamei Mitzvos. You know, there's a bit of my folks in the Tamei Mitzvos, why women are potter for mitzvah seishes mangrama. The Abu Dram says that the reason women are potter for mitzvah seishes mangrama is because they have to be done at a certain time. You're under time pressure. And a woman also has responsibilities to her husband, which is under time pressure to perform. She's serving dinner, whatever it is. She has to do things for her husband, which are under time pressure. And if she can get into an uncomfortable situation where, like, I'll be running out of time, I don't have time to say Kriya Shema, and running out of time, and her husband asks her to do something, and she'll have to choose, like, I don't know, should I, like, reject my husband, or should I reject Hashem? And it'll just be a very uncomfortable situation, and it'll lead to fighting between the husband and wife. It'll lead to friction in the household. And Hashem always wants Shalom. He doesn't want fighting between the husband and wife. So Hashem potted women from Mitzvah Seishes Mangrama so that she wouldn't, Chas V'Shalom, come to marital discord and ruin the harmony of Shalom Bayis. Because Hashem, ultimately, the most important value for Hashem is Shalom between people, and especially between husband and wife. The Abu Dram says women are potter so that they shouldn't get into a fight with their husband. The Maharal says, when Shimshon Rav Hirsch, they say this a little differently, maybe we'll come back to it during the summer. They say women are potter from Mitzvah Seishes Mangrama because they don't need the spiritual fortification of Mitzvah Seishes Mangrama. Women don't have the same spiritual challenges as men, and therefore, they don't need these. Hashem knew these mitzvahs are necessary for men to meet their spiritual challenges, but they're not necessary. Women have their own spiritual challenges, which they need other things to meet, but they don't need these mitzvahs to meet their spiritual challenges. So maybe it's extra, you could say, although, again, it's briskers. We know that you can never really say for sure that the lumdus of shitas in a certain sugya depends on Tamei Mitzvos, because Tamei Mitzvos is ultimately philosophy and halacha is ultimately halacha. But nonetheless, it's possible, even though we don't know for sure, that if you said like the Abu Dram, that women really should be doing Mitzvah Seishes Mangrama. Hashem just didn't want to make fights with their husband, so he exempted them. That fits better with Tosfos. Really, it is a mitzvah for women. They just don't have to do it, so they won't get into a fight with their husband. Well, if you say that the Maharal, like Rav Hirsch, that women just, they don't need this. Hashem just knew that women just didn't need these mitzvahs at all. Then it makes more sense than the Ritva. Yeah, it may have some spirituality to it, but ultimately Hashem never told women to do these mitzvahs. Hashem never commanded them at all. Hashem just didn't think it was necessary for women to do these mitzvahs. Meaning it's not a mitzvah at all. So it could be, again, you never want to say for sure that the lumdus depends on philosophy, but it could be that it's totally on the philosophy of whether Hashem exempted women because really they should have done it, but he wanted to avoid some problem, or because really they don't need it in the first place. Right. The truth is that, again, theoretically, you know, I would like to say, well, maybe you could say that there's just no schar at all for women. You know, maybe a suma gets schar, and a goy gets schar for doing certain mitzvahs. Maybe there's no schar at all for women doing mitzvahs in Angrama. The only problem is that's not what the postings say. So the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch bring down this halacha daf lamed aleph in the context of women. I don't know of anyone who argues. So it must be, the Ritva would say, even though they don't need this particular spiritual fortification, it still has some spiritual aspect to it. Right? There's still something nice about it. They still get some schar, even if just maybe for volunteering to go above and beyond they can get schar. Just for, you know, as long as they volunteer in an intelligent way, not by making up new rituals, but by doing something found in the Torah, I mean, just volunteering gets you sar. Unclear. Now, it could be this hakir that mitzvah says man grama, where the women really are mitzvah in the mitzvah de rishos, rishos the mitzvah, or they're really not mitzvah at all, might be a machlokas tanoim. We've seen the Soviets in Rosh Hashanah, and Chagiga, and Erevin, in one or two other places as well. The machlokas tanoim about smicha by women. Now, Please don't misquote me. I mean, these people on the tape, don't stop the tape now. This is not referring to any type of modern day controversy, liberal, anything like that. Smicha for women means smicha. You know, the Torah's version of smicha. The Samach Yadol Rosh HaOlah, open up Sefer VaYikra, says the portion of the Torah that when you bring certain karbanos, most karbanos for that matter, you have to do smicha on the karban. And smicha we paskin has to be b'chol kocho. You have to lean on the karban b'chol kocho. Okay, you want to know why we have to do smicha? You could ask Lehrer or Greenspan. We learned in the Chumash last year. But you have to do smicha b'chol kocho. Lean all your weight on the karban. Now, of course, leaning all your weight on something, if I take the shtender and I lean all my weight on it, I'm being nene from the shtender. I'm getting hanah from the shtender, which is fine. I'm allowed to get hanah from the shtender. But if I then translate that to the realm of karbanos, everyone knows you're not allowed to get hanah from karbanos. It's called me'ilah, but nonetheless, it's a mitzvah smicha. So the one time we get hanah from karbanos, the Bible leans all its way to the karban. Now it says mefurish, or darshan mefurish in the Torah, that men are chayv in smicha and women are potter from smicha. That's a mishnah a little later on in Arrow Perik as well. Hasmichos, snufos, agashos, fechuli are all things in the mikdash that women are potter from. So can women do smicha if they want to? So that is a machlokas tanan. Rabbi Yehuda and the Gemara Erevin says Rabbi Meir agrees with him. Says women cannot do smicha. Nashim are usher to do smicha. Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yossi say women are mutter to do smicha. And the Gemara connects this to many other machlokos. The Gemara says Rosh Hashanah will have a blown shofar. So if you hold women are allowed to do smicha, they're allowed to blow shofar. If they're not allowed to do smicha, they're not allowed to blow shofar. How about wearing tefillin? The Gemara says Erevin. Well, if women are allowed to do smicha, they're allowed to do tefillin. Apparently, Shaul's daughter Michal wore tefillin. So everyone knows this rumors about Rashi's daughter. Well, of course, the word goes well much further back than that. Shaul's daughter wore tefillin, and if you hold mutter to do smicha, it was mutter for her to wear tefillin. If you hold it's usher for women to do smicha, then the Chacham told her it was usher to wear tefillin. Likewise, Yonah's wife did aliyah l'regel, and they make a toloi on this machlokas. So apparently we have this broad range of machlokas tanoim, where Rabbi Yehuda Rav Meir say it's usher for women to do smicha, to wear tefillin, to blow shofar, to do aliyah l'regel, while the Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon hold is mutter for women, rishus, it's optionally mutter for women to do all these things. L'chora, we paskin, bit of machlokas had the Rambam paskin, but everyone else at least paskin like Rabbi Yossi and Shimon, that it is mutter for women to do smicha. We pass in us in some close for shots, it's mutter for women to do alila regel, it's mutter for women to go shofar in Rosh Hashanah, it's mutter for women to wear tefillin, although the poskim say that nowadays the minig is that we're nizer that women don't wear tefillin as a general rule, but at least theoretically. So we hold that it's mutter. So what's the yesod of this machlokes? So first of all, why do Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda, why does Rabbi Yehuda hold it's usher for women to do smicha? What's the problem with women doing these mitzvahs according to our main Rabbi Yehuda? Why should it be usher? What does Rashi say? Rashi says Baal Tosef. Now, Rashi says different things in different receptors. I don't know if you notice Rosh Hashanah, Rashi says Baal Tosef. In Erevin, he says it's nirek Baal Tosef. Right? It's a slightly different formulation, whether he really thinks that Shashta writes of Baal Tosef, or whether he really just means it's Drabbanan of Baal Tosef. But either way, whether he writes Drabbanan, Rav Meir and Rabbi Yehuda seem to think it's Baal Tosef. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon think it's not Baal Tosef, it's Mutter. That's Rashi's shot. Everyone else seems to hold a different shot. What does Tosfos hold? Is the Yesod of the Machlokas? So Tosfos, and I think I gave you Tosfos in Erevin, Tosfos says no. Really, everyone agrees it's not Baal Tosef. How can it be Baal Tosef for women to do a mitzvah? That's not Baal Tosef. They're not adding on to the Torah. They're just doing something they're putter from. Tosfos says the machlokas because in certain specific mitzvahs, when you do the mitzvah, you have to violate some sort of isser in order to do the mitzvah. In a mutter way. There's some chash involved in doing the mitzvah, like smicha. You're doing the mitzvah of smicha, but you're getting hanah from karbanos. Or blowing shofar. You're blowing the shofar, but what's the downside? You're not allowed to play musical instruments on Yantif, right? You're not allowed to play musical instruments on Yantif. Tefillin. Wearing tefillin is a mitzvah, but what's the downside? What's the downside of wearing tefillin when you don't have to? Why don't we wear tefillin when we don't have to? What? Gufnaki, because you might not have a gufnaki. Right? If you don't have a gufnaki, you're doing an isser, so you're getting to a chash isser. Aliyah Larega, what's the problem? So those are the different opinions. The main opinion is, anyone know in Aliyah Larega? Everyone thinks Aliyah Larega means you got to go to the Beis HaMikdash. But what else does Aliyah Larega mean halachically? Besides showing up. Bring an Olas Re'iyah. Right, you have to bring an Olas Re'iyah. So therefore, if she brings an Olas Re'iyah, it could look like Chulin Ba'azara. Everyone knows you're not allowed to bring a carbon, you're not Chayavin, that would be Chulin. You're not allowed to bring Chulin to the Azara. So she probably brought an Olas Nedava instead of an Olas Re'iyah. She just brought an Ola as a present. She wasn't Chayavin Olas Re'iyah. But still, it looked like it was a chash that people are going to think you're allowed to bring an Olas Re'iyah when you're not supposed to. So it's a chash of an Isser. All these things have a chash of an Isser involved with them. Alila Regal has an Isser involved with it, Shash Isser, Tefillin has a Shash and Isser, Blum Shofar has an Isser, and Smicha has an Isser. So what's the machlokes? Rabbi Yehuda says, a woman can't do a mitzvah she's potter from if she's going to be doing an Isser. She's potter from the mitzvah. Let her sit in the sukkah if she wants, that's fine. Let her pick up a lulav if she wants. But how can she blow shofar if she's doing the Isser of playing musical instruments on Yantif? What, if she's not tied in the mitzvah, then what's matter the Isser? How could she wear tefillin and have a shash of not having gufnaki if she's not even chayim? So her main Rabbi Yehuda say women can't do certain mitzvahs because there might be an Isser involved. And what does Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Shimon say? No, women can do the mitzvahs anyway, even though there might be an Isser involved. Women can still do the mitzvahs because they're still doing a mitzvah. So what seems to be the yesod of the machlokes here? So al pipashtus, it seems to be, the yisod of this machlokes seems to be exactly the chakir we started this. Maybe this is the machlokes, maybe this is exactly the machlokes tanar. Reb Yossi and Reb Shimon hold that a woman is mitzvah and mitzvah shesman grubba, is a kiyo mitzvah. It's just a reshus the mitzvah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tziva la'anashim kovah la'anashim reshus. But it is a mitzvah. If it's a mitzvah, is she allowed to blow the shofar and yantar for the sake of a mitzvah? Sure. Everyone knows you're allowed to blow shofar and yantar for a mitzvah. Is she allowed to get hanah and kudshin for the sake of the mitzvah of smicha? Sure. Everyone knows you're allowed to get hanah from kudshin as part of smicha. Is she allowed to take a chance on not having a gufnaki for the mitzvah filling? Of course. Just like we do. Meaning if a woman's mitzvah is the same as a man's mitzvah, she's just not commanded, then she should be able to make the same halakhic compromise, not a compromise. She should be able to have the same halachic leniencies that men have, and she should be able to wear tefillin and take her chance with gufnaki just like I do. She should be able to make aliyah l'regel just like I do. She should be able to blow shofar just like I do. She should be able to do smicha just like I do. So maybe Rav Yosef and Shimon hold that it is a mitzvah for women. Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda would hold like the Ritva, that it may be a spiritual practice which you get scarred for, but it's not a mitzvah. If it's not a mitzvah, then how could you have any chash or violate any halachic halakhic requirements just in order to do something spiritual? Everyone knows if I say, I want to come up and you do something spiritual, so let me play musical instruments on Shabbos. Say, no, you can't just play musical instruments on Shabbos to do something spiritual, only if it's a mitzvah, like the Levine, the Beis HaMikdash, or Shofar Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, Meir and Rabbi Yehuda would say, a woman can't blow Shofar Rosh Hashanah. If it's not a mitzvah, how can she blow musical instruments? She can't do smicha. If it's not a mitzvah, how can she lean on kachim? She can't wear tefillin. If it's not a mitzvah, how can she take a chance on having a goof that's not nothing. No, they're only arguing about some mitzvah station man grama, but about sukkah they wouldn't argue. Not only that, about hearing shofar from a man they wouldn't argue. Right? They both agree a woman can hear shofar from a man, because there's no shash in that, meaning if the man's blowing in shul. And they both agree a woman can go to the shul and hear shofar, there's no shash there, because she's not having any extra musical instruments playing. So they're only arguing about that about when there's a chashis.
Ritva will not have to pass like Rav Yosef. So if she can't pass like Rav Yosef.
Ah, okay, we'll get there in a second. Okay, good. We'll get there in a second now. I was hoping someone would say that.
What? It's kind of extreme. Why weren't this was violent? So men do this, men do this. So women have been having a very cautious and
that's the way, you know, might have, they might be able to use the stones, they might not be able to use the stones, they just kiss the body.
Okay, that's already a philosophical question, which deserves a philosophical answer, but not for right now. So how do we paskin l'chora, even though again, the Achronim argue, looking at Shagas Arius and the Kuf Dalet, that how the Rambam paskins, but l'chora we hold like Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon. We hold, you look at the Shofar Arch, a woman can blow shofar if she wants. We hold that Medina de Gemara women can wear tefillin, except that our minhag nowadays is not to wear, for a woman not to wear tefillin, because we're more machmir on tefillin nowadays, that's why men don't wear tefillin most of the day either. Now, women can make aliyah regel. We pass in a woman can do smicha. So we pass like Yosef Shimon. That would seem to answer our hakir, like Tosfos were saying, right? This would seem to be poshut our hakir and tell us that women really are mitzuva and mitzvah man grama. They're just not obligated. They're not mechuyav, but they are mitzuva. You can be mitzuva without being mechuyav, mitzuva without being mechuyavis. And that's why they're even allowed to, I wouldn't say violate the halacha, but have certain leniencies in halacha, like men do, in order to accomplish mitzvahs on grama. What about the other side? So it could be that this is still an open question. Here's the problem. The problem is that the Gemara in Chagiga. The Gemara in Chagiga says something a little strange. They have a story there. They bring Rav Yossi or Rav Shimon. Rav Yossi says, I remember a maisa from the time of the Beis HaMikdash. He had a maisa from the time of the Beis HaMikdash. I don't think he personally remembered the time of the Beis HaMikdash, but he had a masorah of a maisa from the time of the Beis HaMikdash, that once there was a certain ola, and they brought it out to the Ezra's Nashim, and the women did smicha on it, lasos nachas ruach the nashim, in order to make the women happy, to satisfy literally the women. Right, the women in those days, right, this is always a, again, I'm not getting into politics or anything here, but this is always, as you know, one of the trickiest issues of the modern day era, like if women want to do certain things, participate in certain ways, like on the one hand, you want to satisfy people, you want to make them happy, you want to, you know, make people feel like their needs are being addressed. On the other hand, you don't want to compromise things, and you don't want to open the Pandora's box. Okay, so that's a very difficult issue. In this particular case, in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, they decided on the tzad of Lassos Nachas Ruach Nashim, and they let the women do smicha in order to satisfy the women. In order to make the women feel good, Nachas Ruach Nashim, they let them do smicha. And the Gemara in Chagiga asks, what do you mean? You mean they did smicha the chol kochol? They actually leaned on the animal in order to do Nachas Ruach Nashim? And the answer is no. They didn't really do smicha in that story. Really, Akfi Yadayhu, they told the women. Told the women, just put your hands on it. Meaning they didn't really let the women do smicha. The women just put their hands on the carbon in that maisa. So in this maisa, the women just put their hands like this. Not to lean my whole body, but just to stop, put my hands on something. Okay, if I put my hands on something, I'm not getting hand off from the safe room by just putting my hands on it, unless I lean my whole body on it. But my feet are supporting my body, I'm just stop putting my hands. So really, in that maisa in the Beis HaMikdash, the women just put their hands on the carbon to make nachas ruach l'nashim. They didn't actually do a real smicha. They just did something which looks like smicha. So, what might we conclude from this? So if you look at Agos Maimonios, the beginning, the second paragraph of the shofar concludes. Now this is a bit of a complicated issue. If you look in the Ravid's Perish on the Sifra, on this pasuk of smicha, Samach Yado, he explains that this mitzvah is really unique. It's not relevant to our normal halachic practice. There are some special circumstances there. But the Hagos Maimonios, in the beginning of the second paragraph of Hilchos Shofar, Perek Beis, Hagos Maimonios, concludes from this. He says, look, we see from here that the reason Rav Yossi and Rav Shimon are mekel is they're not really mekel to make women be able to do mitzvahs like men. They're only mekel to let women do Isurim Durabbanon in order to make Nachas Ruach L'Nashim, in order to make them happy. Doing real smicha is Nisra Raisa. Just putting your hands is just a Maris Ayin of real smicha, is only Nisra Rabbanon. So all Rav Yossi and Shimon held that it's mutter for a woman to do a Durabbanon fake smicha, to do something which looks like getting an off from Kudshin, and they only allow this in order to make the women happy. Likewise, they let women blow shofar Rosh Hashanah, because only in this is abundant to play musical instruments of Rosh Hashanah, and it'll make the women happy. Likewise, they let women wear tefillin. It's only in this is abundant to wear tefillin and a shash would go for not having go for not. It's only in Zera. So then let women wear tefillin. Let women do aliyah l'regel. Didn't make a zera lest people think you can call them ba'azara. They relaxed zeras rabban in order to make nachas ruach l'nashim. So the way the Haggadah Maimonides understands Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, is that they don't really mean it's a real mitzvah for women, and therefore women are really a kind of mitzvah, and therefore they're allowed to do smicha. No, based on the Mar Chagiga, they just mean maybe it's not a mitzvah for women. Maybe they all like the rich men's just a spiritual practice. It's not a mitzvah at all for women. Oh, so if it's not a mitzvah at all for women, why do we let them do certain isurim? Well, we only let them do isurim drabbanan. We only let them do some isurim. And we let them do those isurim lasos nachas ruach l'nashim, so they won't feel disenfranchised, they won't feel discriminated against, to make them feel good. Therefore, they're abundant. Relax certain restrictions in order to make the women feel good, nachas ruach l'nashim. But in the end, what we've seen is that even if we hold like Rabbi Yossi and Shimon, we can't necessarily deposhate our hakira, because it could be we hold like Rabbi Yossi and Shimon, that it's a real mitzvah, and that's why you're even allowed to get hanach from kutchin, low musical instruments, or a shana b'chuli. Or it could be that no, we hold like Rabbi Yossi and Shimon, not because it's a real mitzvah, maybe it's not an actual mitzvah. But nonetheless, the Rabban allowed them to do certain things in order to make nachas ruach l'nashim, just to make them feel better. He points out the certain afkamim that Gosma Monius wants to say, can a man blow shofar for a woman on Rosh Hashanah? If it would really be a mitzvah, then a man could blow shofar for a woman. If it's just nachas ruach l'nashim, let the women blow to make them feel good. A man shouldn't do an iser just to make a woman feel good. So he wants, it's not machrach, he wants to say that's an afkamim of this finish. Is that an exceptional case? They think in all cases women can do smicha, fake smicha, to give nachas ruach l'nashim. Yeah. So, I mean, again, it's a very interesting hashkafic implications, but okay, that's the Gemara. Yeah.
What's the Jerabanan aspect of Re'iyah then?
Of Re'iyah is that she's really going to bring a karban, which will be an olas nedava. She will voluntarily bring an ola, which just looks like an olas Re'iyah. But the Rabbanan Tosef is that if a Gzeira, someone might think she's bringing Olas Re'iyah, and another woman will bring an Olas Re'iyah, and will bring Chulun Lazara. So it's just a Gzeira that it might look like she's bringing an Olas Re'iyah when she's not supposed to, and she's bringing Chulun Lazara. But really, Yoda's wife was very learned. And she knew that she just brought an Olas Nedava instead of an Olas Re'iyah. It could be, if we really want to find an Afkamina then, we have to look at Machlokas Rambam and Ravid in Hilchos Tzitzis. Maybe that's on the sheet. The Rambam, well, we're not sure if it's not Machlokas, but the Rambam says a lot of things about Tzitzis. One of the things he says is, Nashim v'avadim sh'rotzim l'sa'at v'tzitzis m'sa'atfim below bracha. If a woman wants to wear tzitzis, again, nowadays our minhag is a little different. Nowadays the minhag is that women do not wear tzitzis for various reasons. One of the reasons, again, it's like tefillin. Tefillin, tzitzis, same part. Why do women not wear tefillin and tzitzis nowadays? At least the simple chat. It's just like tefillin, because even men don't really wear it nowadays, only for like 1 hour in the morning. So women don't wear it at all. That's part of our minhag. Tzitzis also, since even men nowadays, they just wear a special garment for tzitzis. We don't actually have four-cornered normal clothing. We don't wear four-cornered clothing like they did in the old days. We just have this funny special baguette we wear for tzitzis. It's not part of our normal clothing. Therefore, the minhag is that if it's not part of the normal clothing, women don't wear tzitzis. But the Rambam says, I'll be din. Nashim avadim rasul asatik v'satfin. Below bracha. If women want to wear tzitzis, they can wear tzitzis without a bracha. We'll come back to that. The Ravid comments in this, Kosev Ravid zal davka v'tzitzis she'ein bo kilayim. The first part of the Ravid's hasaga here. Women get to wear tzitzis, but only if there's no shatnas. What does this mean? We know nowadays. No one has shatnas in their tzitzis because we don't have tzeles. But in the old days, when there's tzeles, okay, some people say even nowadays there's tzeles. But in the old days, when everyone said there was tzeles, when you had, at least midoraisa, even before the days there against this, when you had a linen garment, when you wore a linen, I don't exactly know, they wore togas or something, whatever they wore in those days that had corners, when you wore a linen clothing, you had to put wool tzitzis on it because the tchilas has to be made of wool halachically, and that's shatnas. But shatnas is mutter for the sake of the mitzvah of tzitzis. We learn that from the smichas psukim of tzitzis and shatnas. So the Ravid says, yeah, a woman can wear tzitzis, but not if it has shotness. Not if it has shotness in it, then she can't wear tzitzis. She can only wear tzitzis and play wool with wool strings or linen with linen strings, but she can't wear shotness because a man's allowed to violate shotness in mechayev tzitzis. A woman's not allowed to violate shotness. So that's the shita of the Ravid. The Ravid says a woman's not allowed to wear tzitzis with shotness. Now, why not? Why? If it's a mitzvah of tzitzis, isn't the mitzvah of tzitzis doche? Isn't the mitzvah of tzitzis doche the lav of shotness? So it could be the Ravid holds. Maybe the Ravid here is committing himself. That really women are not mitzvah in the mitzvah of tzitzis. Tzitzis, as we know, is the mitzvah shes man groma, your putter at night. Whatever exactly that means, maybe we'll have time to get through this summer. But there's whatever exactly it means, Lamaisa, there's a tour of night in tzitzis, and therefore it's mitzvah shes man groma, and women are putter in tzitzis. So what is the Ravid? The Ravid must think like the Ritva. The Ravid says, if women are putter, it's not a mitzvah at all for women. If it's not a kiyum mitzvah at all for women to wear tzitzis, it's not a kiyum mitzvah at all, then they're not allowed to violate the law of shotness in order to wear tzitzis. Right? Maybe even if you're like Rabbi Yosef or Shimon, they're allowed to violate Yisur Rabbanan for Nachas Ruah. But they're not allowed to violate Yisur Dar Reis of shotness in order to wear tzitzis, because it's not a real mitzvah.
Is there any difference between cases like Smita and Shofar in that Yisur is inherent in the Mitzvah as opposed to tzitzis and Tefillin, where the Yisur is there, it might happen, but you don't need to do the Yisur.
Okay, maybe, although like film the Gemara does equate to chauffeur speakers, so that's a little tricky. But since it's maybe, you're right, I'm not going to go into that now, but that's certainly possible. Let's 1 second take the other side of the coin. It's not clear whether the Rambam agrees with the Ravid or not. The Kesef Mishnah thinks the Rambam actually agrees with the Ravid. But if we assume, the Ravid seems to assume, he says, no, they can only wear talus without shotness. Sounds like the Rambam might hold they can wear talus even with shotness. That's certainly the opinion of Tosfos. In Menachos Daf Memo Beis, it's actually going on Daf Memo Chanalit, that women can wear, so the Rambam seems to perhaps hold, tells us the woman can wear tzitzis even with shotness. So what's shot? If the older woman can wear tzitzis even with shotness, what does that prove? What? That it really isn't it, so we really are mitzvah in tzitzis, so maybe this is the machlokis. Maybe the machlokis is that the Ravid holds women are not really mitzvah mitzvah man grama. So therefore they can't wear shotness in order to wear tzitzis. But Tosos, maybe the Rambam holds women really are mitzvah, and therefore they can wear tzitzis even if it's shotness. However, that's not so pashut, because there's another way to explain this machlokas as well. It could be that everyone agrees, even if everyone agrees it's not really a mitzvah for women, even if everyone agrees women aren't really mitzvah in tzitzis, there could still be a way to explain this machlokas. Because Tosfos points out at Hakira, 2 days in Tosfos, of an office of Nem of an Aleph, Dibra Maschil Kavan, whether client shotness is Hutra or Dechuya by Tzitzis. Is Tzitzis just Docha the Yisr client? Like, the need for Tzitzis overrides the Yisr client, or no, Hutra. The whole issue of shotness doesn't apply to a Chetzah Shel Tzitzis. And Tosfos is actually of the opinion that it's Hutra, the whole Yisur of Klayim doesn't apply to the mitzvah of tzitzis. Even if I wore tzitzis at night when I'm potter wearing tzitzis, still I'm allowed to wear shotness, because as long as something is a chet of a beged shel tzitzis, it's potter from the whole concept of shotness. The whole concept of shotness is Hutra, doesn't apply to tzitzis. So it could be that there's another way to explain this machlokas. Even if you hold everyone agrees women are not mitzvah in wearing tzitzis, the machlokas could be the Ravid would hold shotness is dechuyah by tzitzis, so if it's not a mitzvah for a woman, she can't wear shotness. Well, maybe the Rambam Tosfos would hold, no, shotness is hotra by tzitzis. If it's a chetz shel tzitzis, it's mutter shotness, even if a space alien wears it, it doesn't matter. Anything which is a chetz shel tzitzis, a beged with tzitzis, the whole rules of shotness just don't apply at all to hotra. Therefore, maybe that's another way to explain why a woman can wear tzitzis with kliyim. Because anything that's defined as a chetza shell, tzitzis, is exempt entirely from the halachas of shatnas.
Within the side that holds that women are not mitzvah mitzvos, so would you say that there's an afkamina, especially like with the shittas and the gas and mine from Tanos says that the only reason you do it is to satisfy them, that from the woman's perspective, whether she should want to do it or not, that you see that one is that from the man's perspective, you allow it just to satisfy them, whereas should she have the take the initiative to do it?
That's certainly possible. I'm not sure, because you could say once they're a master, they're a master. But that's quite possible. That's quite possibly not to be done. Now, let's get to the most famous issue. What's the most famous nafkamina of this? Many have shown, and the truth is the way some Tosfos say, and they're Ramban, others quote Tosfos, they tie this into the Machlokes Kanaim and Smicha. What's the most famous nafkamina? We always say whether women are really have a kiyum mitzvah, the mitzvah mitzvah shezvan grama, or it's not a mitzvah at all. It's just a nice thing to do. What's the most famous nafkamina? Bracha. If a woman does a mitzvah shezvan grama, can she make a bracha or not? What's the halacha l'maisa? Depends whether you're Sephardi or Ashkenazi. Sephardim hold like the Rambam. The Rambam says, of course, that's what we just read in Hilchas Tzitzis. Nashim avodim shabrachim l'sat b'tzitzis mis'atvin below bracha. V'chein shar mitzvah she'en asim p'tores v'hen in ratzul asim so'osam below bracha imam tim b'yodam. If a woman wants to do it, imam tim b'yodam, interesting lashon, imam tim b'yodam, right? If a woman wants to do a mitzvah she'en asim bracha, imam tim b'yodam, below bracha, it's okay. Sephardim adayozeh, and yeah, no one even Sephardi. The woman cannot make a bracha mitzvah on bracha. The woman puts up a love, she can't make a bracha. She sits in a sukkah, she can't make a bracha. Brachas just don't apply. Ashkenazim, on the other hand, hold like Tosfos all over Shas, including one of the shortest examples in Daf Lamed Aleph from an Aleph. Tosfos makes a diyuk, the whole arichas that we've shown him, if this diyuk is valid or not. Tosfos says, look, Rav Yosef, a blind person, he said he would be happy to be putter for mitzvos. He had, in his havni, he would have made a yontif if he was putter for mitzvos. Well, would he have made a yontif if he wouldn't be allowed to make brachas? No. Who would, like, make a whole party? Who would be so happy if they wouldn't be allowed to make brachas? Obviously, if you, in his havni, he was happy to be putter for mitzvos, because he could make brachas, which shows, even though you're putter for mitzvos, you're allowed to make brachas. So likewise, a woman is putter for mitzvos, she's not grama, but is allowed to make brachas. So Tosfos all over Shas, the famous sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam said the woman can make a bracha mitzvah says man bracha, and that's how we Ashkenazim pasken. Everyone knows you go home and your mother sits in the sukkah or picks up a lulav, and she makes a bracha on it. So we hold women are allowed to say a bracha mitzvah says man bracha. Sephardim hold that it's usher for women say to make a bracha mitzvah says man bracha. So what is the yesod of the machlokas here? It seems to me that now maybe we can finally post it our chakira. The answer to our chakira is that it depends if you're Sephardi or Ashkenazi. Ashkenazim hold women can make a bracha, as the Ramban explains why can women make a bracha? Because we can say Hashem, women can say Asher Kishanim Sosa Bitsi Banu. Al Tilas Lulav. Because Hashem did command women on a Tilas Lulav. He just commanded that optionally or Rashusta Mitzvah. He commanded without obligating. Siva Lanashim Rashus. So Ashkenazim hold that women really are mitzvah mitzvah shazman grava. And women say, Hashem was mitzvah by us women in mitzvah shazman grava. Just, they don't have to. So that's why they can say a brava, because when they do it, it's a real mitzvah, just like a man. They just don't have to. On the other hand, Sephardim hold, yeah, if a woman wants to pick up a little, she can. But don't make a brava on it, because it's not a real mitzvah. How can you make a brava? It's not actually a kiyum mitzvah. So it could be that the answer of our chakira we started with, that it depends if you're Ashkenazi, women really are mitzvah mitzvah shman grama. If you're Sephardi, then it's not a mitzvah mitzvah at all for women, it's just a nice thing to do. Ah, but that could be because he just holds a tutra.
Right.
Because there's machlokas achronim. There's machlokas achronim, the Kesef Mishnah brings down in Hilchos Tzitzis per Gimel Lachaches, where the Rambam holds your ladder with Shabbos and Tzitzis at night. So you would have to say that the Rambam holds your ladder with Shabbos and Tzitzis at night, because it's such a bite. That's what you have to say. However, now I might have skipped one or two questions, because I do have to end at a certain time, because unfortunately I have another teaching obligation today. But it could be that even though we've seen this machlokas Sephardim and Ashkenazim, it still doesn't tell us necessarily the answer to our chakira, either for Sephardim or for Ashkenazim. Because it could be let's start with the Sephardim. We thought that for Sephardim it was pashut. For Sephardim it's not a mitzvah at all for women to do mitzvah shezman bracha. That's why a woman can't make a bracha. However, it could be that it's it could be that it's not so poshut, because the rush, the agos my manios, the gra, all interpret the Rambam. What did I put on here? One second. The Magen Mishnah. Right. So the Magen Mishnah, the Rosh and Kiddushin over here also, the Gra in Shulchan Aruch says that maybe the reason the Rambam holds a woman can't say Asher Kiddushan of Mitzvosa Bitzivanu is not because it's not a Kiyum Mitzvah for women. Maybe it really, for all we know, maybe it could be a Kiyum Mitzvah for women. Maybe the reason Sephardim hold a woman can't make a bracha is just because they have a problem with the lashon of the mitzvah. The lashon is Asher Kishanu Mitzvosa Bitsi Panu, that Hashem commanded us, live, right or out. He commanded us to do X, Y, and Z. And it could be, as the Magen Mishnah says, have her say Bitsi Panu. She doesn't have to do it. Could be that you can't use the lashon of commanded us to do something. Asher Kishanu Mitzvosa Bitsi Panu Leishin Basukha. Hashem didn't tell you you had to sit in the sukkah. Even if it might be a mitzvah, an optional mitzvah to sit in the sukkah, it could be that it's inappropriate to use the lashon of vitzivanu, that you can't say vitzivanu leishei basukkah. If Hashem didn't command you to do it, just said that you could do it if you wanted to. So it's possible that even for Sephardim might be modeh, that it's possible even Sephardim might be modeh, that really is a key mitzvah for women to sit in the sukkah. So why isn't a woman allowed to say Asher Kishanu Mitzvosa Bitzivanu Leishei Basukah? Because if they weren't actually commanded to sit in the sukkah, they just have the option of doing commandment of doing the mitzvah Leishei Basukah. Maybe the lashon of Bitzivanu Leishei Basukah is not shayach to them. So it could be that Sephardim really admit that it's a mitzvah for women to sit in the sukkah. They're just very medactic in the lashon. That's what Magen Mishnah say. How can you say Bitzivanu? They have a problem with the lashon of Bitzivanu. You can't say that Hashem commanded me to do X, but Hashem just told me I could do X if I want to fulfill a mitzvah. So it could be that even Sephardim would be moded the key of mitzvah for women, mitzvah Leishei Basukah Grama. They would just say that the lashon of Vitzivanu Leishei Basukah is inappropriate, or, you know, whatever, the Vitzivanu on the Tefillin, or whatever it might be, because you're not actually commanded that you have to do it. Just if you want to do it, you fulfill a mitzvah. So it could be that even for Sephardim, our Chakira is not yet decided. For Ashkenazim as well, it's very, very possible that for Ashkenazim, we haven't answered our Chakira also. Because for Sephardim, we said, the Pasha way of representing the Sephardim community of the Rambam is that it's not a mitzvah. Or maybe you could want to stretch, you could say it really is a mitzvah, but you can't use the Lashon of Bitzivan, Leishei Basukah, if it's not something you commanded that you have to do. For Ashkenazim, it's far, far from Pasha. On the one hand, Ashkenazim hold a woman can make a bracha. Asher Kishan Tosa Vitzivanu Leishei Basukah. Vitzivanu on the Atfilin. And I'll leave it to Dina de Gemara. Vitzivanu on Tilas Lula. However, there might be two other ways of explaining the Minag Ashkenaz. Again, one way is it really is a mitzvah. That's the Ramban. So the Ramban is one way of explaining Minag Ashkenaz. I mean, if Tom says women can make a bracha, then it's totally a mitzvah for them. Just an optional mitzvah. There's another way of explaining it as well, where Goren understood from Tosos and Chagiga comments, the Gemara says, Lasos nachas ruach l'nashim. They say from here, Rabbi Natan learned that women are allowed to make a bracha on mitzvah shez man grama. So, Reb Goren understood from Tosos, he was the chief rabbi of Sahal for many years, he was the chief rabbi of Israel for 10 years, which is a very interesting historical period for the Rabbi Natan in and of itself. But Rav Shlomo Goren understood from Tosos, so what does it mean from here Rabbi Natan learned that women can make mitzvah shez man grama? He says, you know why Rabbi Natan and Ashkenazim let women make a bracha on lulav and sukkah? Kidei lasos ruachos ruach l'nashim. Everyone knows if you make a bracha when you don't have to, it's a violation of lo sisa. But everyone also knows that it's not really the raisa violation of lo sisa shem Hashem lokach l'ashav to make a bracha when you're not tired. Mido rice, it's only lo sisa. If you use Hashem's name completely in vain, if you just make a bracha that you don't have to, that's only drabbanon violation of lo sisa. Hashem Hashem Elokech Lashav. So Rav Goren understood from Tosfos and Chagiga that in their time and Ashkenazim only let women say a bracha on lulav and shofar not necessarily because it's a real mitzvah. Just to make the women feel better so they won't feel discriminated against. This is, apparently this was quoted, I think, at the time when people were debating all these different modern-day hot-button issues, etc. So the Rosh Yeshiva were once sitting and saying it's terrible, and some said it's terrible, you know, through all these things that are, okay, whatever they do, it's not so bad. After all, we already know from the Gemara that that
sometimes we're a little, lax the restrictions a little more just to make the women feel like they're not discriminated against.
Okay, so we don't know what that means, halakha l'maaseh. In all cases, Rav Gora was actually based on this idea. Very, very natal on these issues. But Rav Goren says the reason for minig Ashkenaz is not because it's a real mitzvah. It's really a fake mitzvah. And it's a fake bracha.
How can we let women make a fake bracha? That's normally us, sir.
Lasses nachas rachman nashim. Well, let me match her and isadra button of a fake bracha just to make the women feel better. That's Rav Goren. There's another way, however, of possibly understanding Tosfos as well, which is that maybe Tosfos and the Rambam here are lishitasam on another machlokes. There's another difference between Sephardim and Ashkenazim.
On Rosh Chodesh, why do we say Chatzi Hallel?
In three words or less? It's only a minhag. Excellent. Okay? Do we make a bracha before Chatzi Hallel on Rosh Chodesh? Machlok is Sephardim and Ashkenazim. Machlok is Bin Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam. I think it's the Makor sheet, the Rambam's Hilchos Chanukah, and the Tam's quoting Rav Yosef Maimonides there as well as all over Shas. The Machlok is Sephardim and Ashkenazim. Ashkenazim make a bracha on Chatzi Hallel, and Sephardim don't make a bracha on Chatzi Hallel. What's the reason? Did Hashem command us to say Chatzi Hallel on Rosh Chodesh? Are we commanded? No. Did the Chachamim command us to say Chatzi Hallel on Rosh Chodesh? No. It's just a minute. There's no mitzvah whatsoever. It's just a minute. So the Rambam says it's just a minute. How can you say Hashem Kishon Tzol Zivitzivano? It's not a mitzvah at all. No one, not Hashem, not the Tanoim, not the Amorim, not anyone, no one commanded you to do this. So it's very nice. You want to have a minhag, Klal Yisrael. Say Chatzi Hallel,
but don't say bracha.
Rabbeinu Tam says, actually, there's a Gemara like the Rambam. Rabbeinu Tam points out, the Gemara says, that we don't make a bracha on picking up the Arav on Oshana Rava, because it's only a minhag. Rabbeinu Tam says, you don't make a bracha, it's only a minhag. He says, no, Arav is a minhag of just Tilta Le'alma. Arav is just a minhag, you don't say a bracha. Chatzi Hallel is a minhag de mitzvah. And a minhag de mitzvah, you say a bracha. What does that mean exactly? So I think we don't have a brisker rub here, do we? I think the brisker rub in Hilchos Chanukah quotes from his father, Reb Chaim, that what's the svar of Rabbeinu Tam? The machlokas Rambam Rabbeinu Tam is something else. The Rambam says you only make a bracha if you're fulfilling a mitzvah.
If you're fulfilling a mitzvah.
Rabbeinu Tam holds, even if you're not fulfilling a mitzvah, as long as you're doing a ma'isa shel mitzvah, as long as there's a chetzu shel halel, is halel a chetzu shel mitzvah? Yes. V'harayu, we have to say it on 21 days of the year, full halel. Therefore, if halel is a chetzu shel mitzvah, you have to make a bracha whenever you say halel.
The shita of, again, the way Rav Chaim explains in Machlokas Rambam and Rabbeinu Tam,
Rambam says you only make a bracha if you're mitzvah to do something. If you're being mekayim a mitzvah. Rabbeinu Tam says you make a bracha even if you're not mekayim a mitzvah. As long as you're doing something which is an action of mitzvah, which is a chetzu shel mitzvah, such as halal. That's how Rav Chaim explains why does even Sephardim and women say Birkas HaTorah? Why does even Sephardim and women say Birkas HaTorah? This is a bigger issue of the whole Birkas HaTorah. Hakir says Birkas HaTorah is not on the key of mitzvah of Talmud Torah, it's on the chetzu shel Torah. And even when we learn Torah, it's the same chetzah shel Torah. When we say halal Rosh Chodesh, it's the same chetzah shel halal.
So what's the machlokes? Sephardim hold like the Rambam, you only make a bracha when you're mekayim a mitzvah.
Ashkenazim hold like Rabbeinu Tam, that you make a bracha even if you're not mekayim any mitzvah whatsoever, even if it's not a mitzvah at all. Even halal Rosh Chodesh, 100% not a mitzvah.
But if the action you're doing is a chetzah shel mitzvah,
such as a chetzah of halal, then you make a bracha anyway. This ties into a bigger chakira the Rav dealt with. Does a bracha go on the Kiyah Mitzvah or on the Ma'isa Mitzvah? What if you separate the Ma'isa Mitzvah and the Kiyah Mitzvah? There's one Tosfos in our Pesachim about this. It brings my clothes to be shown. And if I eat more twice and only have to bun and yosei the second time, do I make a bracha the first time or the second time? All right, that's a bigger issue we're not getting into. But suffice it to say that the Rambam and Spartan hold you only make a bracha for the Kiyah Mitzvah. Ashkenazim and Rabbeinu Tam hold, you make a bracha on any chetzah shel mitzvah, on any mitzvah shel mitzvah, even if you're not mekayim anything. So it could be the machlokas about brachas for women has nothing to do with the chakir about women in the station on Brahma. It's just the shitasim by Chatzi Halal. The Rambam holds you only make a bracha if you're actually mekayim a mitzvah. So you don't make a bracha on Chatzi Halal, and women don't make a bracha on mitzvah on Brahma because they're not mekayim a mitzvah. Rabbeinu Tam could also admit that women aren't mekayim a mitzvah. Rabbeinu Tam could also admit it's not there's no key of mitzvah for women to mitzvah shel zman grama. But nonetheless, the lulav, still a chesed and tilos lulav, the sukkah is still a sukkah, the shofar is still a tkiyah shofar. Rabbeinu Tam is when she tosses it by halal, but even if there's no mitzvah whatsoever, as long as you're doing an action of a mitzvah, even if for you it's not a mitzvah at all, because it's the wrong day, or because you're the wrong gender, or because of any other circumstance, as long as the action is an action of mitzvah, then you get a bracha, because Chazal and Rasakin a bracha on any mitzvah shel mitzvah, whether you're mekayim a mitzvah through it, or whether you are doing absolutely no key of mitzvah through it. So it could be that's another way of explaining the minhag, the minhag Ashkenaz. So we've seen then when it comes to this issue of hilchos of brachas for women and the mitzvah on grama, or not. The different ways of analyzing this machlokas. It could be Sephardim hold it's not a mitzvah for women, Ashkenazim hold it is. Could be maybe everyone holds the mitzvah. The Sephardim hold you still can't say the lashon of bitzibanu lit if you don't have to do it. Now Ashkenazim say you can. Or it could be everyone holds it's not a mitzvah. Sephardim say it's not a mitzvah, don't make a bracha. Ashkenazim say, nachas ruach l'nashim, let women make a bracha. Or it could be this lishitasa by Chatzi Halal, it's the same exact machlokas as the same people, Sephardim Ashkenazim, or Peter Tam Rambam, in another context. Rambam holds there's no bracha for Chatzi Halal or for women, because if it's not an actual mitzvah, if you're not mekayim a mitzvah, there's no bracha. Ashkenazim holds there's a bracha for Chatzi Halal and a bracha for women who do mitzvah zeishes on grama, so as long as you're doing an action of mitzvah, a ma'aseh shel mitzvah, even if you're not actually mekayim a mitzvah, it's still worthy of a bracha, because the Talmud Rabbanu was to make a bracha on all ma'aseh mitzvah, even if you're not actually mekayim a mitzvah. So it turns out that we can't necessarily be poshet for sure what the nature of women's shaitas to mitzvah man grama is, and it might still be an open question on hayom hazeh. We see even from the discussion of Minchas Chinuch, the Magen Avraham says in the beginning of Hilchos Sfiras HaOmer, it's actually funny because this is like, and nowadays, the worst example we could have brought. So Magen Avraham says, you know what, women are potter to Sfiras HaOmer, but they have obligated themselves in it because all women count Sfiras HaOmer and now they have to do it. That's actually funny because in our days, that's not true at all. No women count Sfiras HaOmer. All women, like, hear the shofar and, I don't know, pick up a lulav maybe. I think almost everyone does at least one day. You know, sit in the sukkah just a little, but not really all 7 days. That may or may not be a real chetzah shel yeshiva sukkah. But the Magen Avraham says, look, what's the yesod of the Magen Avraham? If all the women start doing it, then it becomes a chiyuv. Shav yalecho, but becomes a chiyuv. The Minchas Chinuch, and I think it was Mitzvah Shin Vav, jumps on the Magen Avraham and says, that's ridiculous. He says, I know where you're getting this from. The footnote you refer to God, he says, they know where he knows where the Magen Avraham gets it from. What have we made a chiyuv on ourselves that we don't really have to do every night? Marv. Filas Marv is actually optional, but we made it a chiyuv on ourselves. Likewise, let's take shofar or Sfiras HaOmer for the Magen Avraham. Women don't have to blow shofar, but they made it a chiyuv on themselves. Now it's a chiyuv. So the Magen Avraham says, yeah, now it's a chiyuv for women. The Minchas Chinuch says, it's ridiculous. By women, it's not a mitzvah at all. You can't say now it's a chiyuv. That's crazy. It can never be a chiyuv for women. So maybe men in Ma'ariv can become a chiyuv. Okay, the chayv and shakhs are men for the chayv and Ma'ariv. But women in mitzvah shel zman grama can never be a chiyuv. Because they're putter from it. How can it become a chiyuv? So it could be that this is part of the same machlokas. It could be that even at Yom Zed, by the time of the Minchas Chinuch, people were unsure, even post Shulchan Aruch, how we passed here. The Magen Avraham might have assumed that women really are mitzvah in mitzvah shel zman grama. They're just not obligated if they are mitzvah. Therefore, if they want to obligate themselves, that's great. If they were mitzvah to do it anyway, optionally, then let them obligate themselves. They all start doing it, it becomes an obligation. Yeah, Hashem gave them a kula, but if they don't want the kula, then they're obligated. Well, the Minchas Chinuch says, no way. There's no mucker for that. Women are pater legamrei from mitzvah shel zman grama. They're not mitzvah at all in mitzvah shel zman grama. If they're not mitzvah at all, then even if they start doing this, you can call it a minute if you want, but you can't say, you know, it becomes a chiyuv upon them, because it's something which they're not mitzvah to do at all. How can you make a chiyuv out of something they're not mitzvah at all? So still don't know how we postulate that machlok is mugging a bra in the mitzvah. So we still can't say for absolutely sure what the nature of the fee of women is in mitzvah asay shezvan grama. Okay, there's more to be said. Maybe we'll have to save it for a later time. And I apologize that I have to run now. But hopefully we've seen, hopefully we've come to a better understanding of what it means that women are pater from mitzvah asay shezvan grama and the different halachic issues that tie into that chakira and the different ways to explain the various machlokas and sakalaka about mitzvah man grama bin nashim. What? Okay, makoros for the waiters. The Gemara and Chavtesim and Aleph. Hosvos, Dibber Maskel, Hoso, I want to work on that a bit.